You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN, your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Casey Norica of Clarity Clinic Chicago, a network of 4 outpatient facilities in the greater Chicago area that offer clinical psychiatry and therapy services. Dr. Norica, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome. A pleasure to have you with us here today. So for starters, Dr. Norica, your clinic is in the greater Chicago area with 4 locations. It's obviously successful. I'd be curious, in your best estimate, what sets you apart in the space?
I think one of the biggest things that sets Clarity apart is that we are a multidisciplinary clinic, meaning you are able to see a psychiatrist there for medication management, as well as a physician's assistant who works under the psychiatrist. But you also have our therapist there as well. So you can get your talk therapy side of that. And we have different levels of therapists. We have different licensures and degrees. And we have psychologists. And psychologists can provide that therapy piece, as well as psychological testing. And we use psychological testing for diagnostic clarification if we're not sure what's actually going on. One of the big things right now is, you know, ADHD, if that's something that's going on for people right now, or if it's something else affecting them. And we can also use that for treatment planning to help the therapy process along for our therapists who are working with that patient as well.
From what it sounds like, you're certainly making a difference there in Chicago. Now, I'd be curious, what is your advice for how and when people should determine when they need to seek therapy or professional psychiatric help?
A lot of times people aren't fully aware of what's going on with them. So one of the big clues is if those people are hearing things from loved ones, from family, from friends, and that might look like, are you okay? You look down today. Is there anything I can do for you? And if that's kind of being a little bit more consistent, then we might want to reflect internally and determine if there is something going on, if something's off. And a lot of times that might look like a lack of energy. Maybe we don't feel as motivated as normal. We might be a little moody or have mood changes. And when things start to affect, you know, maybe our work life, our personal life, our family life, and that's a little bit more than usual, then that would also be a sign that maybe seeking help would be a good idea.
Of course, here on the network, we hear so much about work-life balance. Tell us, what's your advice for achieving a work-life balance?
Forming good boundaries. So a lot of times we do kind of get really wrapped up in work typically. So being able to have our boundaries around work, knowing when I start, when I stop, what are my responsibilities in that workspace, and then transitioning over to family life, personal life, and having our boundaries there as well. So being able to separate between the two, work and personal life tend to be the big ones. And also being aware of our values. So we have different values in accordance to our work lives versus our personal lives, meaning, you know, what's important to us in our work life versus our personal life, and being able to act in accordance with that so we can feel more fulfilled and be able to uphold those boundaries better.
And that advice certainly is most helpful today. We're speaking with Dr. Casey Norica of Clarity Clinic Chicago, a network of 4 outpatient facilities in the greater Chicago area that offer clinical psychiatry and therapy services here on Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, looking at the misconceptions about mental health, what is the most common that you hear or read, and how does that misconception prevent people from getting ahead?
Probably still the biggest thing. There's still that stigma as it pertains to mental health. I think it's gone a long way, but it is still there. And I think the biggest thing in that is, you know, if you are affected by mental illness, then you are weak or vulnerable in some aspect when, you know, it's not actually true. And when we look at the statistics, 1 in 5 U.S. adults are affected by some sort of mental illness. So that's, you know, that's about 20%, which is pretty prevalent. So it's not as uncommon as we think it is. Many people are affected by it a lot every day. And to be able to acknowledge that I think is a really big first step. The more we ignore it, the more we feel like, you know, I won't be affected by anything like that. And that's what we call like an optimism bias. If we feel like something that's affecting other people won't affect us, then we kind of are ignorant to the things that are actually going on in our own minds and bodies. So again, that misconception that mental illness equals weakness or vulnerability is actually not true. And I think that's one of the biggest boundaries or barriers in people seeking out that help.
Definitely appreciate your input there. Most helpful as well. Nowadays, you hear many people describe themselves as anxious or struggling with anxiety. How have anxiety disorders become more prevalent than they were in the past?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think we do have a lot of people who come in with anxiety. I think one piece of that is that there's more awareness around anxiety and what that can look like, because so many people are affected by it, and it comes up in different ways. So it might be more mild for some people, whereas more severe for others. But it doesn't mean that there's not something going on if it's on that milder side. So having more of an awareness of what anxiety is and what that can feel like in a person has been a big piece of that. As well as, you know, now compared to 10, 20 years ago, the media has been a pretty big proponent of that. So we are exposed to a lot more things that we wouldn't have been years ago. So things like being exposed to more trauma-like things, you know, talking about the pandemic now and people are having a trauma experience related to that, being exposed to illnesses, even just, you know, presidential elections can increase anxiety and increase the awareness we have of what's going on around us. And honestly, it affects our minds. Our minds tend to go to the worst case scenario because that's often what's presented when we, you know, kind of go down that rabbit hole of media. We can find the worst case scenarios. So acknowledging that, you know, anxiety looks different for different people. And what we're exposed to now is a lot different than it was before. So I think that's where that, you know, increase or perceived increase in prevalence is coming from.
I really appreciate your input there. Also most helpful. Now, how do you support your staff and keep them up to date on the latest certifications, education, and information pertaining to the field of mental health?
So Clarity Clinic historically has provided trainings to a lot of our staff in terms of our therapists. So, you know, per our licensure, we have to get continuing education, and we are able to provide that for our therapists. So that ensures that people are up to date with the latest treatments, how different disorders or diagnoses are being presented and what populations. We also have, because we're multidisciplinary, we're able to collaborate with a lot of other professionals in the field. So therapists and psychiatrists and PAs are all able to talk together as one and be able to provide the best treatment for each patient coming in. We have supervision, we have consultation groups, we have, you know, email chains of different groups in the field that people can join and be a member of and bring that information back into their work life. So we have a lot of avenues to make sure our therapists, our clinicians, our providers are all up to date with the latest and able to provide the best treatment as possible.
Of course, your field and expertise is mental wellness. What are some tips to achieve or maintain optimal mental wellness?
So I'm big on three things. That's diet, exercise, and sleep. We often don't realize how much those three things can impact our overall health, and in particular, our mental health. You know, if you're not sleeping very well for a few days in a row, you're probably going to feel, you know, pretty tired, fatigued, less motivated, and that can lead into a depression. So we want to make sure those three things are up to par. We also, again, going back to boundaries and making sure that we are separating work life from family life and taking the time that each of those responsibilities in our lives needs, but also taking care of ourselves as well. So having that self-care piece, reflecting inward, knowing when we need to take a break or when we need to set boundaries or limits to be able to take care of ourselves. If we don't take care of ourselves mentally, our physical bodies can be affected, and the reverse is also true.
Dr. Narika, really has been great to have had you. Really appreciate your joining us on behalf of Clarity Clinic there in Chicago and what you're doing in this space and for your expertise shared here on the program. Before you go, I'm sure there's a few listeners out there that have a desire to get into the space that you're in. What's your biggest piece of advice for an upcoming professional in the field of mental wellness?
Again, I think it goes back to that self-care. Being in mental health field or just the healthcare field in general, people who seek out those professions tend to want to be the helpers, the healers, and maybe put themselves to the side to an extent, and we kind of ignore what they need as, or what we need as working professionals as well. So again, taking self-reflection, being a little bit mindful of what we are going through, doing our own self-care for those who are in the field, and also knowing your limits. You know, we need to, those who are coming into the field, you need to know what you're comfortable with, what you're not comfortable with, what you need to seek consultation for. And if it's something that is beyond your scope, know when to refer out. We need to put those boundaries in place to make sure we are also providing the best treatment, but also doing what's best for us as well.
Dr. Narika, again, thanks so much for your time and joining us here today on EPN. Where can listeners get more information on Clarity Clinic Chicago and also be in contact accordingly?
Sure. So our website is clarityshi.com, and on there you can get all the information you need on all of our city locations, as well as our Arlington Heights location. All of our providers are on there, as well as their biographies, and you can even book online or call, of course, but all the information you need will be on that website.
Again, Dr. Narika, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
And you're more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Dr. Casey Narika of Clarity Clinic Chicago, a network of 4 outpatient facilities in the greater Chicago area that offer clinical psychiatry and therapy services. And for all the details, visit claritychai.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.